And now we have part three of Declan Meaner's report from Dublin Tech Summit. And Declan will be speaking to a WordPress company about how they make websites, a data cleaning company as well in the energy sector, the Internet of Things security-wise, and finally, some security tips from a Belgian cyber security company.
Okay, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Fabio Torlini. I'm the MD for Europe, Middle East and Africa for WP Engine.
So yeah, Jack Clarkson, I'm working as account manager for WP Engine.
So what is WP Engine?
We are a WordPress digital experience platform. I mean, effectively we take WordPress, which is the most popular open source system for managing and creating websites. We make it secure, we make it scalable, we make it fast. And we give you the whole a bunch of tools around WordPress to actually deliver a better digital experience for end users.
So what feature stands out? What's different to you and other providers, or what's your specialty?
Well, mainly we work with organizations, companies where WordPress, where the website is mission critical. So we work with a lot of government organizations. You know, for example, we hosted the UK-EU referendum Brexit site. We work with a lot of large organizations like Network Rail, and a lot of agencies, a lot of media companies. So again, where, you know, WordPress is essential to their business.
Okay. And if you had advice for someone, what do you think is important to have on a website, or what tips would you have for setting up a website?
Time to market is really important. World is changing every day really quickly. So I think time to market is super important. That WordPress gives you the agility to go to market really quickly.
Okay. Yeah, we've got some really great tools. Content performance, for example, takes Google Analytics information, takes WordPress information, matches them into really nice, easy formats. You can actually see what people are actually looking at on your site, what content's popular, what's being shared, when is it most popular? If you post it in the morning, if it's short form, long form, which authors are most popular? So using those kind of tools allows you to really create better, more compelling content.
So you really optimize it based on what works, and you look at what people are doing on the site and see if, say, they drop off, that page isn't working versus ones that do.
Oh, exactly. I mean, gone are the days where you can just have a website, throw it up there. You know, it needs to be compelling content. That content needs to change, needs to be dynamic. You need to actually change depending on who's coming to your site as well, so it needs to be more personalized. So, you know, really now, the website is the hub of the digital experience, and the digital experience is key to every single company out there right now.
Okay, and if people want to find out more, then what's the website called?
So, wpengine.com.
Yeah, I'm Francesco Erci. I'm the CEO of ARC.
And maybe briefly tell us what ARC does.
ARC focuses on data preparation as a service for the energy industry. We take data from diverse data sources, either public or licensed, that the client wishes to prepare, and we put it in a form that is ready to analyze. So we put the power in the hands of the business users that wish to analyze the data.
And it's a big problem when you're doing data that, you know, everyone saves it in different formats, or some people use one format and some people use another. So it's probably because the big data is growing, I suppose data processing and data cleaning is growing as well, is it?
That is true. I mean, there is an increasing focus and an increasing pressure for business users to derive insight from data. And 60% of the time in deriving insight from data, according to Gartner, is spent in preparing the data before you can even start to analyze it. So we do that preparation as a service because we believe the preparation is segment specific.
Okay, and this could be used in other sectors. It's not just for energy. What do you think about that, or have you any other ideas on it?
This can be used in other sectors. In fact, we are having talks with in the retail sector, for example, and we will look at the mobile telephony sector as well. So they have similar requirements.
And if someone wants to find out more, what's your company website?
The company website is www.arc-energy.eu.
I'm Jerome Kohner. I'm from Cosel Company, and I'm senior consultant.
So what does your company do?
Our company is providing a back-end solution to manage and share data real-time through multiple devices, multiple protocols, to allow to create new user experience, especially around real-time and collaborative work.
So what have you set up here on the stand?
On the stand, we have a setup to demonstrate this real-time data exchange between multiple devices, including a Raspberry Pi with some sensors, a web applications, a mobile applications, all these devices will talk together, but not directly from one to one, all through the Curzel server that will receive information, and each time it will receive it, it will send it back to any subscriber, but not just any like this. Any, depending on the right management, to make sure that the user is correctly authenticated and receives the information that it owns itself.
So just back there, I mean, you said a Raspberry Pi. Could you tell us what that is?
Oh, that was us for us to get a demonstrator of hardware about what we can do on IoT. So we choose this little computer, Raspberry Pi, that allows any maker to build IoT demonstrators or any kind of applications.
So the Raspberry Pi is like €40 for a board, and it's a whole computer in one little board, is it?
Yeah, that's a small computer on the board, really quickly, really cheap, but really easy to develop on it and to add extra features, because here we also have analogic sensors plugged to it.
So a lot of people hear about Internet of Things, and there's a lot of very cheap stuff you can get, but maybe it's not very secure. What do you think about IoT security?
There is multiple sides regarding IoT security. For us at Curzel, we are about data sharing and data management. So I won't speak about the hardware security itself, but more about the actions behind it. There is two things. There is multiple levels about it. First, you need to authenticate users clearly, meaning that you need to authenticate devices that send information to make sure that it's not another user device would try to send you information that it's not yours. First thing. Second, which is maybe at the beginning the easier, is you have to make sure that all message between devices and servers are encrypted. That's the minimum you should do. And the third, that may be also one of the most important and sometimes the one that lack more of prudence of security for different solutions, is the security on the server side. Yeah. Where you put your server, where you put your data, how you manage, and who can access to it. And that's really something we want to bring, because we are on-premise solutions. And sometimes, depending on the type of information, you will also encrypt information when they are stored on the server, to make sure that even if the server is compromised, nobody can get access to the information that can be relative to your own personal life when we speak IoT.
Okay, sounds like you've got the security thing sorted there. If someone wants to find out more about your company, what's the website?
Everything is available on Curzel, KUZZLE.io.
Yeah, hello, I'm Niels Wolfrans from Venclay. We're a company in Belgium, and we specialize in cybersecurity. So we offer an online platform for any company around the world to improve their security infrastructure.
So there's a lot of stuff going on now at the moment around phishing emails. Could you briefly tell us what a phishing email is and how you'd avoid it, and then what you're doing to help with that?
So yeah, the concept is pretty simple. You receive an email that looks valid, that looks like any other email you would normally receive. So that would be like you should reset your password, you order something online. Most often you do on Amazon or anything else. But of course, behind those valid-looking emails, valid-looking links, there are malicious links that lead you to the attacker's website. And then, yeah, whenever you try to log in, you lose your credentials, you lose your login information, and they could steal money from your bank account or anything else.
And how does someone avoid those emails? Like, what tips would you have so that someone can avoid a phishing email?
So in the end, it's really a sort of notion you should have, and there are a couple of things you can notice on such emails. So there will be like a thing about the formatting, that something is off, just feel off about the email, spelling mistakes. When you hover over it with your mouse, you can see that it's listing another URL than it should normally do, like DHL2 instead of DHL.com, etc., and things like that.
Okay, and what other threats are out there? There's a lot of talk about ransomware.
Yeah, so what is ransomware? Just a quick revision. You download software to your computer, and this software will encrypt your files and then ask for a ransom, most often in some kind of cryptocurrency. and then once you pay that, using that cryptocurrency, you should get your files back.
Okay, and how do you avoid that? Again, I suppose a lot of that comes in through phishing.
Yeah, this most often this happens through phishing. For example, you receive an email with an invoice you have to pay or your electricity is shut off. Then you, when you open this PDF file, for example, a crypto locker executes on your computer and your files get encrypted. So again, this builds upon the same principle. You should be able to notice what a phishing email is. And then you can only do by looking at it, thinking, okay, did I really expect this email? And yeah, could this be a phishing email?
Okay, so definitely the threats are growing. It's a lot more dangerous out there. What advice do you have for, I suppose, businesses and people at home to stay safe online?
Just keep it in mind, it's a vision. It's a vision you should have. Everything you do online, keep in mind that there should be something about security in the back of your head. It doesn't matter what, doesn't matter how, just think about it, and that's already a big start.
Okay, so if someone wants to find out more about your company, what's the website?
That's venclave.com.
Okay, can you spell it?
Yeah, that's VENCLAVE.com.
Okay, and what do you think of the Dublin Tech Summit so far?
It's a great stepping stone for us because we've never been to a conference before. It's a great place to meet other people here, meet investors, and especially see how the market looks like and get some feedback from people.
Now, that was Declan Mina reporting from Dublin Tech Summit.